Blog Talk Radio.
Check 1, 2.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
To be in love. Ooh, like
the figures aside and just how it came to be. Now my eyes be tearing up over these things that I cannot seem to see. Cause it makes no sense to me why you think these things to me. Used to need me more than dominoes needed dough. More than cash money ever chase after the bankroll. More than Cheech and Chong ever wanted to smoke a fat bowl. You know, you went from a yes to a maybe to a no. Then you left me and you won't even let me explain. After some girl wall posted all of them shady things about doing this and that with me in the back of the range. Come on, you're the only girl that can play my heartstrings.
Baby, when you try to walk away from me, you don't understand what you take from me. When you leave me all alone.
But still you say you don't believe me now. So when you say you love me, seems like you just hate me now. You need to close your eyes so you can really see me now. Stop for a minute, we should talk for a minute. I never leave you out because you know I need you in it. I know your friends are jealous cause they say I'm not hearing you. But tell me where they gonna be when I'm still here for you. I'm trying to say I need you back. I need you more than a dope fiend needs a crack. I need you more than a church needs a prayer to lead. I need you more than my lungs need air to breathe. Baby girl, you know we're always in true. Giving you my soul because of everything we've been through. Talk it out, walk her out, I know we can talk it out. Give me a chance, I know that I can knock it out. Girl, come back.
Baby, when you try to walk away from me,
and welcome to Flavor Coffee House. How are you? Come on in, sit down, relax. I saved your favorite spot for you. This is my way. This is my place. This is how I do it every Saturday morning in just continuing my love and support of independent artists. When I say that, I know it really, really appears that I'm into just supporting music talents right now. The honest answers to that is no. I started out as a book reviewer. I'm going to be honest, I have a really hard time settling my mind down to read. It's really, really hard. I can listen. I've been listening to some audio books, and I've been listening to some audio motivation videos. So I can listen to it. I just have a really hard time holding a book, even my Kindle, and just reading straight through. I'm not sure what that is, but I'm struggling there. I've got a bunch of books I've got to read, and I do want to do reviews on them. But that's how I kind of got started, and it was through my coffee house. You know, I was an avid reader. I reached out and approached a person who was in charge of and is the founder and head of APU book review team and asked if I could join the team, and she let me. It was a great experience. It was not an easy experience, but it was a great experience, and I learned so much from all the ladies that were a part of and are a part of that particular group. So no regrets ever, but I just broke off and started doing my own. I tend to like to do it my way, and maybe that's one of my issues, is I tend to like to do it my way. It seems to make sense to me. It seems to work for me. And the funny thing is it seems to work for a good portion of the people who cross my path. And so I was getting books left and right, selling books out of my coffee shop. And it was great. It was great. That's just kind of how I was birthed. And so my sister out there in Washington, D.C., April Sims, she encouraged me as I got into doing radio to do a show called Flavor Coffee House. And I utilized this particular show to share my thoughts and opinions about the industry, what artists are doing, what I'd like to see fans do. Of course, in my opinion, I'm playing some great independent artists for you, such as the artists I started out today's show with. They're all from the Pacific Northwest, so I'm proud of my hometown. Started out with Tess Henley with Daydreaming, going into Michael Wassman with Still Holding On, and closing out the morning set with J.C. Flow with his piece Need You Back featuring J. Beal and Mr. E. J.C. Flow is somebody I admire so much. I met him about 4 years ago, maybe a little over 4 years ago, right before I turned 50. And I love his work ethics. I love his style. And I love his commitment. But the bottom line is, the first and foremost, J.C. Flow is a dad. He's a husband. And so whatever he needs to do to take care of his family, he's going to do that. His passion, of course, is hip-hop. His passion, of course, is music and the arts, you know. But I will tell you this. He will handle his business, and not because he has to, because he wants to. He is an upstanding family man. So I love J.C. Flow and his wife and his daughters, and I admire him so very, very much. But again, welcome to Flavor Coffee House, and I am definitely open to opening up the phone lines today. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. I may push that until the next hour. If you follow me, you know that I need to listen for my daddy. And he is kind of going through a really bad bout right now. I'm not sure exactly what caused the transition, because we went to the doctor the other day just for him to have a checkup, and he came back with a really, really great checkup. The doctor was just amazed at his age, how well he's doing. And I am not kidding. It was like the minute he got in the car, things just kind of changed. And he's physically weak. I think maybe some of it is emotionally weak. And he just is not enjoying being himself right now. I think maybe it's hard for him to grasp the fact that he is so alert, but he can't do a lot of the stuff that he could do, say, even 5 years ago. You know, my daddy was driving up till about, you know, a little after 80, and, you know, I had to stop him from doing that, which was one of the hardest things. And so I think for a man, maybe especially for a man, it's hard. You know, when you're not able to do things like you used to. So adjustments are being made in my life. If you're following me too, you know that we're in the process of having to move. My landlord has decided they want to move back into the house. Our lease will be up at the end of September. No, we have not found a place to move to. I have to be very, very mindful of being able to meet my dad's needs, and making him comfortable, and making it someplace that he can get around as long as he can still get around. And I'll be honest, I want to stay in South Seattle. That's just where I'm comfortable. You know, it's where my people are. It's where I do things. And so I really, really want to stay in South Seattle if possible. So a lot is going on with me. It's not always easy, you know. But I have to tell you that being Lady Flava and working with artists, that's what keeps me going. When things get stressful for me, sometimes I share because I want you to know. I want you to know that I go through life struggles just like everybody else. Other times I may not talk about what I go through, you know, a lot. But my drive and my passion is Flava. It is Flava Marlex. It is doing what I do with Mark Van Claggett, with J.C. Cage from Black Sax with Lamont Carey, Alvin Horn. I mean, that's my passion. That is just supporting creative souls and what they're doing and how they utilize their creativity to better the life of others. And that's one thing I want to come back and talk about is how art is so important. With the things that I'm going through with my dad and stuff, and when you come to, the radio and you see, what is taking place. Did I say the radio? When you come to the internet and you see what's taking place online, it is just really sad and scary to me of what videos are being put up and what emphasis people are putting attention on. I don't know where that really, really comes from. But let me jump into some happy music. And then I do kind of want to address that, why people are posting up the videos that they're posting up. And we'll think about that. I'm really, really excited. The beautiful thing about being on social networks is connecting with some amazing, amazing talents. And there are some great people that are creative souls who have been in this industry for a very long time. And I have much respect for them. And being able to connect and watch and hear the wisdom and the stories that they, of their lives and being in the industry, to being able to continue to share their sounds from the past into the present. I want to play a piece. It's a brand new piece by Chris Jasper from the Isley Brothers, and this is called The One.
Oh, that you love me too. Oh, tell me over and over and over and over, over and over and over and over.
I've been waiting
that you love me too.
Back on just right quick because I don't know, hearing that piece by Chris Jasper, The One, it made me smile, and I think that's where music just really needs to go. I think we need to go back to the days of, you know, creating that just kind of wholesome sound, you know, that makes you feel good, you know, can make you smile, make you believe in love again. How many of you really believe in love, huh? How many of you really believe in it? I don't think there's very many out there. You know, when I have conversations, there's just, everybody's having problems, you know, in their relationships and accepting things they would have never accepted. You know, there's just so much going on in this world that just, it drives me crazy. So I love hearing music like what I just played for you. Chris Jasper, thank you so much. Thank you so much for just staying with that style and creating music that just can make a person feel good and close their eyes, if nothing else, close their eyes and just sit back and make you believe. I think one of the reasons why I fell in love with Mark Van Cleggett, my business partner's music, is because he does the same type of music. You know, he is also a jazz artist and he plays the flute, but, you know, he comes from that era of that real love, that woo-woo music, you know, and I get to hear the music as he creates it. He's even letting me help with some lyrics, so we'll see if any of the projects that I'm helping him with actually get produced, but it's that music that makes a woman just say, yes, this is what I want in my life. And I'm so lucky. I am so lucky to be able to play a variety of music for you on Flava Marlux Radio. I want to jump into another piece. This music makes me smile, too. And the funny thing about it is, when I met this gentleman, he's one of the gentlemen, a part of this particular group. When I met him, I had no idea that he could sing. Good looking man, though. He's eye candy, but you know, I had no idea that he could sing. And all of a sudden he popped up on Facebook with a video, and guess what? Now I got the whole album. I can share pieces here and there with you. But I'm going to play a piece. The group is called Legit. Shout out to John Anthony. I didn't know, my good brother. I didn't know, but you know what? It was a pleasant surprise. I'm going to play Sweet Potato again by Legit.
Time to claim it, baby.
See, I've been all around the world, baby, yeah. Never had none quite like this. See, Daddy told me about that one day, yeah.
One day
to come. The day that every man got to get whipped, yeah, yeah. Well, I found more than just good. And it feels like mom's sweet potato pie.
Tell me what Lucky day,
just say
Good morning, good afternoon, and if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Flava Coffee House here on Flava Marlex Radio. How are you this morning? I'm doing pretty good. Been very, very thoughtful, been just in deep thought and trying to make sense of my world, trying to make sense of the direction that I'm going, you know, with Flava Marlex and my partners and all of that stuff. But before I go into that, I want to tell you who I just played. I am so excited to have the opportunity to play legit on Flava Marlex Radio. I know John Anthony. I've met him through Sherry Gordy twice when they've been up here in Seattle. Great, great businessman. You can sense that about him. Great, great businessman. I had no idea the man could sing. I had no idea that he had a group with his brothers that could really, really sing. So you need to pay attention to Legit, LEJIT, Legit. And I played their piece, Sweet Potato, going into my girl Coley Williams with Everywhere I Go, closing out this set with Gerard Anthony and his piece, Lucky Day. I was listening to the words as I was playing Lucky Day, and it was just so fitting to me because I believe that you can manifest how you want your life to go, how you want your day to go. And that's something I think that more and more of us need to be mindful. As I stated just a little bit ago, you know, the stuff, the craziness that some of y'all are posting on social network is ridiculous. I'm just going to say it. It's how I feel, so please know that whatever I say or I post out is my opinion, and it's ridiculous. You know, the attention that you give to mess is crazy, and I guess that's why the reality shows are so popular on TV now. It's like you're drawn to drama, huh? You're just drawn to drama. And we think about why the world is the way that it is. Think about what we pay attention to. I've been having this conversation with my business partners and people in my world privately. And I'm like, am I crazy in the fact that if we pay attention to the negative, it breathes life into it. It causes it to exist. But if we didn't give it so much attention and we focused on what was positive out there in the world, wouldn't that cause the negative to kind of die down and the positive to be uplifted and to grow and spread more? Maybe I'm crazy for thinking this way, but that's just how I feel. And I feel like, you know, the kids getting these hits on these videos on burning and the breathing thing and all of that to, you know, all the janky videos of artists who really cannot sing getting, you know, millions of hits and this and that, when quality artists aren't even getting paid attention to the way that they deserve. You know, I don't ever want to hear somebody say again to a quality artist, why haven't you blown up by now? You know, of course, there's many, many reasons why artists don't make it. And a lot of it comes down to is the lack of support. The artists that you see out there in the mainstream spotlight, somebody paid attention. Somebody helped move them out there in the spotlight. Somebody did it. So if you really believe in this artist, then step up for them. Step up for them. Share who they are. Share where their shows are. Share where their books can be purchased. Share where their music can be purchased and their art. Share. Tell people about them. I really believe that if more and more people did that, we can help some amazing, amazing creative souls get out there further. That's why I do what I do. That's why I do what I do. Because I want to be a part of a movement that helps some amazing, amazing talents be recognized beyond their network. It's not easy. You know, when we got to work, we got families to take care of, we've got needs to take care of beyond the creativity that we are passionate about. You know, but if we have the help of others, you know, what happened to I am my brother's keeper? What happened to that concept? It seems that we live in a world where it's all about, you know, me, me, me. As much as we claim to be a part of a we, I think it is more a wee, wee, wee. I listen to motivational videos a lot, as I stated earlier, and I state lately on my shows. And I heard Les Brown make a statement that something to the effect of they don't know that they don't know. And I've been thinking about that statement, and I've been talking about it, and I think that is such a profound statement that I think there is a lot of us that think we know something and we really don't. The other thing that I've put out there is if you say you support but there's no action behind the words, does that mean you really support? How many times have you said to somebody, I support you in what you do, and that was it? There's no action behind it. How many times have you heard people say to you, I support you and what you do, and then there's like nothing? I have had many, many conversations. Let me tell you, the Pacific Northwest is a hard sell. It is a hard sell to the Pacific Northwest itself. A lot of my colleagues, a lot of the artists I support are on the East Coast. And let me tell you, what they do out there on the East Coast, they got their own struggles too. But I can tell you that they support the arts publicly. They put together shows. Artists move up and down the East Coast performing different places. They are known on the East Coast. Do you know that there are talents that want to come out here to the Pacific Northwest, that want to come out here to the West Coast and be introduced to us on this side of the country? And they deserve that, just as the artists from our areas deserve to go back east. That's my goal. That's what I work on behind the scenes, trying to build those connections. I've had a lot of conversations. Now I want to see some action. That's really the challenge, is the action part. Of course, it comes down to needing money to transport or provide transportation for artists to get from one coast to another. Of course, there's that. But let's even think about that. If everybody who believed in a movement, you know, supported it by even just a simple amount of $5 a month, it could support paying somebody to be able to fly somewhere. Maybe the whole idea is, if it wasn't you, that's why you don't want to give. I don't know, you know. But I just think about, how do I build this? How do I make this grow so that we can do so much more? We can give so much more exposure to the amazing talents. Just like I was kind of feeling some way, I was going to go in a certain direction with my topic today, and then I put in Chris Jasper, and it just made me smile. Sometimes it's just like that. Music can change your day. Music can change the direction you were going to go. And can you imagine, can you really, really imagine going a day without art? For me, I can't. I really, really can't. Think about that, okay? I'm trying to listen for my daddy because it's getting close to the time that he normally comes out of his room. So I'm going to jump into some music. But I think I'm going to start with a piece, and I love this piece because I think it's powerful. It's called Keep Moving by Winston Warrior.
My own way, when I thought I was so close, really. give up my dreams. Now I know the opposite is true, 'cause the road ahead of you could be much more than you hope for. If you believe what you're doing, keep it going. You gotta keep moving,
gotta keep moving,
move ahead,
something new.
So what is soul? Beats that make your head nod. Words that can break the toughest woman down. Well, don't sleep on Big Snoop. Even gangsters gotta get their love.
with the reintroduction of Moo Moo Fresh. This joint right here is called I Choose You, featuring Mama Soul, Moo Moo Fresh, Sy Rock, and Raquel Rob Brown. This joint is crazy. Let's go, ladies.
That's just a lot of pressure, you know? And I love you very much, but I just think I need a little bit more time. You know, it's like I'm holding my heart in place of a football. Look, y'all, I'm posing like the Heisman. I ain't lying. All it took all to get into it was a I do. A simple signature, a pastor and a witness or two. Plus a quick kiss for the two that never quite thought it through. Two in shock, heart melted for the black velvet box with the jury inside. Don't judge me like a jury, loving hip-hop. I'm feeling like Tahiri inside. I ain't used to being chosen, I'm to blame. I do the choosing and recruiting for my team of King James and earn my ring. But nothing beats your loving, don't listen to what your friends say. They have you thinking I'm humping other men like a Wednesday. You swept me off my feet, now you wanna jump the broom and ride it out like witches. But for me it's too soon. Don't assume I'm not committed like suicide. But look before you leave me for foolish pride. Butterflies are vanity if we manage to be patient. I ain't running from your loving, but baby, my heart is racing. All the I do, I did, I don't, I didn't. Shit, I don't know, but it worked for Oprah and Stedman. Instead, we should take it slow.
I'm such a Pisces, indecisive when it come to all these men folk. Won't you win my queendom, cause my harem needs some kinfolk. Vegan Alfredo Linguini with a hit of endo. You just catching on, but baby, boy, know that I've been out. And I ain't new to this, I'm true to this. Bump what Jay-Z talk about, better know that it's rules to this. Fuck around, find out how true it is. In lieu of this, respect is a necessity. Don't get to stirring that pimpin' soup without that proper recipe. You ain't got the lie, Craig, all I need is clarity. I don't do that drama, baby, gonna check my pedigree. You like your freedom? Well, me too. Don't you go on asking me no questions I ain't ask you. Cause I ain't looking to be conquered. Don't disrespect your honor. But love is not a crime, so I refuse to do the time. What you expect, I'm in my prime. And plus, I'm from an alpha line. I do not color in the lines. I illustrate my own designs. My face on all they wanted posters, but they'll never catch me. The cages are too small for my heart song to be set free.
Nah, I'm not one to follow, follow the leader. I buy your freedom more than diamond rings that shine and blink on my finger. Find your peace for that, I'm not your bottom or your piece. In fact, I do not play the sides to get $2 chicken winger. You gon' court me, know the kings of the homeless suit I entertain. Know them jokers hit the deck when I ace them and they gon' play his game. I'm like Slick Rick, you can call me the ruler. I'm not gon' melt just cause you net done on one knee and got foolish, so don't pursue it. Final notice, I am through with me mortals. It's gonna take you a few trips to space like NASA to master the password to the portal. And after the magic happens, let's just hope you, your man stay kinda cordial. I sorta kinda had that effect on him. It's 3 weeks since we checked up and they ain't even came and checked on him. But now they know he got his nose open, he all in. We'll see y'all June 4th, mama's front row, ballin'.
I'm a warrior queen, and adrenaline tastes mean in my mouth. Calm your heart now, soldier, this playing field may only lead you south. The sun can't lose its job, I was born to keep it inspired, to give it a reason to burn its fire. I've come to be that indispensable, the chosen one, indivisible, with liberty for those that choose to surrender. Tender words impeccable, she's just respectable. My clout like leading lady. Slow the play button down to study this motion picture. Baby, come close to my lips here. Shouting to worlds beyond this man-made mass rotating round clocks. My ass rotating round glocks, they go to war for me. All hail the queen, she's a force to be reckoned with. A universal trigger come equipped to shoot truth. When I spit griot told stories of royalty, my youth. Stories that live on in this poetry and prose. In these songs, music filling pores with life lived full and long. Like, ooh, look at you. Dangerously, we aim and see shots ring like fireworks reflected in eyes that see past our hips and thighs. We don't chase suns, none of them, the ones that set or rise. We rule these here skies, don't have to lie or lay to get what's for me anyway. You hear me, son? It ain't about doing this thing without your yang. This yin's about blessing you, about dreams coming true. Besides, I'm a boss, no chasing or bashing cause I don't have to. Straight out the Alpha Woman's Bible, baby, every chapter. First 1, 2, 1, 2. Camping.
all. Cause the love you shared,
the love
still remains, you know? It's real.
To know that you ain't feeling no pain, only reason I can breathe again. Knowing life will never be the same if you could see the pain, the tears stained and how it rained so hard that we knew that you was crying with God. So now I stay on my jaw, making sure they don't forget your existence. Reminiscing when you were listening, when I felt so alone. I still find myself calling your phone, praying you answered and slam it back down and just stuck cursing the cancer.
Memories I got a lot to hold. Them are so special. The thought of family's so wonderful. We treasure every measure. I think about the changing of the guard that came before us. I'm here to let you know you're still a star. You are.
Fade away.
We fade away.
Like water and rain.
It's like water and rain.
Oh my,
fake us, time waits for none. So I pray for salvation when I face the sun. The race was won before it began. I took a while, but now I understand it was all a divine plan. I'm just here to serve, do my part for the fam. I put my hand in the hand of the man that sheltered the lamb and stand before him with my soul exposed. A pure heart is all I want when I go. So
I never really saw nothing of you while you were here on the planet. And made your final move. I can barely stand it. You should have waited till I got home so I could stand beside you. But you had to do it on your own, alone.
Fade away.
Everyone fades away.
Like water and rain.
Just like water, just
oh,
like rain.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not sure if I'm having any technical difficulties. I'm not sure if you can hear me. If there's anybody around, maybe you could let me know. Send me a message on Facebook and let me know. But I played Winston Warrior with Keep Moving, going into Michael Powers with Sensual Seduction. Manamuna Yosef, an amazing talent that we had out here in the Pacific Northwest. I guess maybe it was the beginning of this month, huh? And played her piece, I Choose You, going into Clientele with Red Kool-Aid. I understand that Reggie LaFleur has something to do with this particular piece, which is another amazing Pacific Northwest talent. Going into Delishaw with Still Remains featuring Sean Allen and Nat Byrne. So if somebody can let me know if you can hear me, I'm going to go into another piece just to see if I can hear it. Got Daddy all settled and ready to go. So I'm going to play, I think, Elapse with his piece, Dreams.
Yo, you truly old when your dreams are replaced by regrets. yo. I was raised in a small town outside of Cleveland. Cats I went to high school with no longer breathing. I ain't throwing no pity parties cause we was heathens. I just know everything in life happened for a reason. I sold a little weed, was smashing some dude's wife. All the lessons my mom taught me, I still didn't do right. I was far from perfect, but further from a thug. I bent a lot of rules, but I never used drugs. I was the athlete, was used to taking shortcuts. I handicapped my own self, no need to ride the short bus. Skating through life, my potential never applied. And when I got into a crunch, yo, I often lie. Like Kanye, I was a dropout, took a 3-year hiatus. Got caught tapping the tilt like I'm living in Vegas. Back to the six, I'm far from a degree. My mom was disappointed cause she saw Mo in me just like a dream.
We all got them, we all need them. Great people in life, man, I hope we all be them. Dreams, they come and go, we all see them. Met the future's awaiting me, I'm so happy to meet them. I say dreams, we all got them, we all need them.
Every day I'm playing a lotto. Old heads on their lunch break, they throwing back the bottle. Butch trying to convince me, here young and have a swallow. That was the only way to drown away their sorrow. Now trust me, I ain't judging dog, I thought about doing it. Thinking back in hindsight, these dreams I could have ruined. Could have been there, working them 7 days a week. Sometimes the best decisions made tongue in cheek. In my mind, all things started changing. I wanted to do more than simply maintain it. I moved to J-Deal, I got enrolled into a JUCO. I'm finally making progress, no more standing neutral. The classes came and gone, each semester got faster. Currently today, the boy is working on his master's. Degree is on the wall, but I remember the day. That feeling was priceless when I walked across the stage like a dream.
We all got them, we all need them. Great people in life, man, I hope we all be them. Dreams, they come and go, we all see them. Mr. Features awaiting me, I'm so happy to meet them. I say dreams, we all got them, we all need them. Great people in life, man, I hope we all be them. Dreams, they come and go, we all see them. Mr. Features awaiting me, I'm so happy to meet them.
I say, hello,
hello,
now how you doing?
How you doing?
Nice to meet you.
Nice to
keep it moving. I say, well, hello.
Hello.
Now how you doing?
How you doing?
Nice to meet you.
Let's
keep it moving. I say, well, hello.
Hello.
Now how you doing?
How you doing?
Nice to meet you.
Let's
keep it moving. I say, well, hello.
Hello.
Now how you doing?
How you doing?
Nice to meet you. Let's keep it moving.
Let's dream. We all got them. We all need them. Great people in life, man. I hope we all be them. Dreams, they come and go. We all see them. I'm so happy to meet them. I say dreams, we all got them, we all need them. Great people in life, man, I hope we all be them. Dreams, they come and go, we all be them. Mr. Features awaken me, I'm so happy to meet them. Let the dreams, we all got them, we all need them. Great people in life, man, I hope we all be them. Dreams, they come and go, we all see them. Mr. Features awaken me, I'm so happy to meet them. I say dreams, we all got them, we all need them. Great people in life, man, I hope we all be them.
I'm so happy to meet him. Yeah, man. It's raining outside. Just looking out the window, man. See the whole city. What if the world were one color? What kind of world would it be? Everybody the same color Stevie Wonder would see. What if Abraham Lincoln never freed the slaves? What if weed was legal? I had trees for days. What if Lil Wayne cup was filled with Kool-Aid? LL was a nerd, he wasn't really Cool J. What if the NRA changed all the gun laws? And no one could buy guns out the gun store. What if Kevin Hart was like 6 feet tall? It probably wouldn't be funny at all. Everybody rocking gold cause it's Trinidad James. But what if this had on fake gold chains? What if the black man could swim and the white man could jump? What if the Reebok never made the pump? What if Kobe and Shaq never had beef? He's probably had 10 rings apiece. What if O.J. Simpson would've fit that glove? What if Whitney Houston would've never did drugs? What if Sean Poe would never shot the gun in the club? What if the homie Eazy-E would've wore that glove? What if the Crips wore red, the Bloods wore blue? What if Dr. Martin Luther King's dreams came true? What if Chris and Rihanna never had that fight? She would've never checked his phone, it would've been a good night. It's what if.
Everybody talking what if. I'm in the crib just smoking my fifth. Everybody talking what if. If this was the fifth, then we'd all be drunk. Everybody talking what if. I'm in the crib just smoking my fifth. Everybody talking with if. If sense was the sense, then we'd all be drunk.
Yeah, man. Just chilling in the crib, you know. Got the Ciroc on the rocks. Look like the sun coming out, man. Yeah. With a BMF, never got knocked by the feds. With a black just, never got shot in the leg. What if LeBron played Jordan in his prime? Both would probably be dunking from the free line. But there was no more coke in Washington Heights. What if Django was directed by Spike? What if Trayvon was a white kid with a hoodie on? Rest in peace to all niggas in the hood that's gone. What if Dougie Fresh never met Slick at the party? Then hip-hop wouldn't have had no la-di-da-di. What if they stopped making those Air Force Ones? I'd be all f***ed up, I love my Air Force Sons. What if Trigger stopped itching? No more killing in the hood. What if you stop snitching? What if Kendrick Lamar never kicked that verse? Would the hip-hop game be better or worse? It's what if.
Everybody talking what if. I'm in the crib just smoking my fifth. Everybody talking what if. If fifth was the fifth, then we'd all be drunk. Everybody talking what if. I'm in the crib just smoking my fifth. Everybody talking what if. If this was the fifth, then we'd all be drunk.
Like a pitcher, an old nigga, curvy pitcher, ditching us around is profound and astounding. New revival, survival of the finest. In the midst of genius of poor pimps and drugs and scientists, off stage, blown devilish kiss. Watch for the free falls and pitfalls of images of the side of the walls. 4-4 in my draws, have a painter going to my mind to cast it all, so I can explain it to all of y'all.
All y'all.
Like CPR on television, listen to silent backers, fuck off actors and distractors, champion the practice and exercise, realize, depth of notes, make quotes and take hard tokes, lend a vote to revolution of black folks, and evolution of these hip-hop jokes, one of the illest rhymes I ever wrote, but heartfelt conviction, so original with the Christian,
Christian.
Fuck, yeah.
Right, welcome to Play the Coffee. Welcome back. Daddy's all settled, got his breakfast, his cowboy coffee going on. I had a moment, I thought maybe I have some technical difficulties. I don't know, I'll have to go back and listen to the show. But you know what, I played some good stuff today. I'm kind of trying to switch it up for you and just give you a taste of the flavor that comes my way. I am so excited. This is one of the best parts of being me. I am telling you, when I go through life struggles, being Lady Flavor is what really makes sense. Being Lady Flavor is what keeps me going, that keeps me pushing. You know, I played a piece by one of my favorite artists. I believe he kind of stepped away from the music scene, but I have to respect that. But he has a piece called Keep Moving by Winston Warrior. And sometimes you just have to keep pushing through. You know, you just really, really do. You just have to keep pushing through, and hopefully all of us have that something in our life, whether it's a person, whether it's a goal, a dream, a project that we're working on that just is what holds us down when life gets rough. I'm telling you, a lot of people in my world are really having a hard time right now. And my prayers go up for them as prayers go up for my own self and my own family. You know, life is forever changing, and I believe that we can just wake up, you know, the next day and not know what we're going to experience. But I believe that if we can hold on to something that just makes sense in the craziness of it all, I really want to impress upon you to think about what you post out and what you give life to. Some, I think, post some of the videos and stories because they want to bring awareness. I think that's important. The approach we take in any situation is really, really important. Other people, I'm just like, okay, just trying to get hits, you know, because there's no tagline indicating that they're bringing awareness, like, let's stop the madness type thing. For me, I really believe that in many situations, if we do not breathe life into something, it will stop existing. Whatever we put attention on is what is going to grow. I listen to motivational videos and books these days. That's what helps keep me sane, too, along with being Lady Flava. And just wanting to believe, wanting to put out the right type of energy, wanting to manifest what it is that I feel God put me on this earth to do in support of others. Trust and believe, this is not easy. It's not easy. It's not easy to support creative souls. It's not easy to try to find those people that will believe in creative souls. The conversations and meetings I've been having lately in trying to really get a solid foundation of something I'm trying to create here in Seattle, Washington, has been really hard, a lot harder than what I thought. The things that are coming at me, it just, I understand where these people are coming from, but at the same time, it makes me really sad that something has been created to cause people to have a mindset like they do. And maybe one day I will bring these topics to the table. It's going to be really controversial. And I know I'm going to get slammed just like maybe I got slammed behind the Jay-Z and Beyonce topic that I put out there, which was so misinterpreted for me. But I do believe that there is a topic that needs to be discussed. And I may do an artist roundtable on that. But when there's so much amazing talents out there that deserve to be recognized, that deserve for us to experience them, what do you do? What is the best platform for people to have to put them on? I am really big on quality artists getting paid. Those that have paved the path, those that have paid their dues, they deserve to get paid. It makes me sick when a promoter or somebody does not recognize the talents of the artists in their own hometown and to help put them in a position to make some money off of what they have invested so much and so many years into performing on the local scene. It makes me really, really sick. I could throw up a show tomorrow and do a show. And I could get artists to perform. My thing is the people I want to work with are the ones that deserve to make the money. I don't have the money in my pocket to pull out. Everything that I make through Flava News goes right back into Flava News. Many of you don't know that I've helped to pay for videos to be created or transportation or flyers or variety of things, you know, studio times, you know, things to be printed, whatever. I've helped pay for. I take from my own pocket. I take from money that comes into Flava News, money that I've earned for work that I've done on projects. you know, and I invest it right back into what I believe in. That's really important to me. You know, I'll go without a lot of things because I believe in what I'm doing right now. And so I think about what we put energy into. And just think about the energy that we put into that craziness that's going on to the world. What if we took that same energy and put it into what is positive in this world? In reminding us that there are great things taking place. There is great art being created. What if we did that? What if we got behind the goodness of our country? There are a lot of people that say that they wish that they, you know, didn't live here. There are a lot of people in the world that said they wish they could live here. I think it's a matter of our impression and what we bring to the table, too. I think we are much more powerful than we give ourselves credit for. And I think a lot of what's taking place, we can find our own way to make a difference. I don't care if it's within our own family, with our own children, within our own communities, whether it's within our own churches, we can step up and make a difference. And as people see us believing in what it is that we believe in, I believe it can grow. Sometimes I want to throw my hands up in the air in support of creative souls. I'm going to be honest. Sometimes I want to, because sometimes I feel like they don't care that I'm doing what I do. They don't care that I've invested so much time and energy and money into supporting them. And then there's something that happens that turns it all around and say, you know what, Flava, this is why you do what you do. And it's usually a simple act of an artist reaching out to me, you know, and it'll say, that's why you do what you do. I've contemplated the thought of, once my father is no longer with me, moving. And really, really thinking about moving to Vegas. I want to experience that Vegas scene. I want to experience the Los Angeles scene where people really get into the support of quality artistry. I've witnessed it. I've seen it, you know, and I want to feel that. I really, really do. I want to feel that and be amongst the people that are doing it. But then there's something in the back of my head that says, you know what, Susan, Lady Flava, abandon the Pacific Northwest. Man, it may never really grow into what the potential is. Okay, like I've got a cape and like I can wave a magic wand, right? And it's not to say that there aren't people out here doing it right in the Pacific Northwest, because there are. But we could be doing so much more if we came together. If we stopped putting emphasis into craziness and really step up and recognize what's quality in our city and build on that. Really build on that. I want to say to you, artists, really build your craft. Get your whole package together. Do you know how many times I have reached out to local artists about playing their music and they do not have the whole package together, whether it comes down to a press kit, an EPK, quality recorded tracks? It's interesting to me, you know, but then I hear all the time how they want the support. Or I hear, you know, people in my own hometown bash me, you know, about what I do or what I say. You know, if you want help, if you want support, do it right. I'm learning all the time. By no means do I have it all figured out, but trust and believe I'm aligning myself with people that are doing it, that I work with, that I can watch, that allow me in, who educate me, who mentor me. And I suggest people, you know, if you don't know whether you know, reach to somebody and ask them. You know, ask what they what you need to have to take things to the next level. Be ready. The thing is about me right now, I'm ready to walk through doors. Even if I may not have everything that would fit, you know, the requirement of whatever door walks through, I walk through and I'm willing to learn. I'm willing to be exposed. I'm willing to experience that opportunity. I've experienced some things that have not necessarily been the best, but you know what? I've learned from and so I don't regret that. And I've gained information and knowledge that I needed by experiencing those things. Do I say that everything that I've experienced I should have? Of course not. Of course not. But I really want you to think of that. Like, what is the art that you're creating? What is it that you have the capability of putting out there to bettering other people's world? It can start just as simple, you know, with our own families to start making this world a healthier place to be a part of. So in this last set, I played E-Labs with Dreams, going into Fredro Star with What If Part 2, and then My Family Black Stacks with Abandoned, featuring J.C. Cage, my business partner. I love hip-hop. I really love hip-hop. But there is so much being put out there that is not done well, is not done right. It is putting messages out there that are not healthy. You know, it is not uplifting our communities, our families, our women, our children. It's not. It's just not. And I won't play it. I'm pretty selective. And if you don't know this, I'm soon going to be heard on Soul City Radio. Dwayne Olson and I have been talking about this for years. He is actually the reason I got into radio 5 years ago. And we've been talking about me joining his team for a while. And it takes certain equipment. It takes certain capabilities with the internet and all of that, and just, you know, life got in the way and stuff. And so he reached out to me. We had another conversation again. I don't know how many conversations we've had. So I'm going to be joining this team. I'm going to start my training. I've got the equipment that I need. And I've been really thinking this through, like, what music is going to go with me over to Soul Radio? I'm going to continue doing my own shows here on Flamarlex. That's not going to stop. But this opens up the doors for me to, you know, be able to put you on a different type of radio platform. Yes, it's still internet radio, but it's a 24-hour internet radio station. It has more capabilities than what I can provide here on Blog Talk Radio. And I want the best to go with me. I want the top produced music to go with me. Those artists that have everything together, you know, to step out. One of the things that I've learned over the years in doing radio is people do pay attention. They pay attention to who I play, and at times they'll reach out to me and ask for more information or even critique the people that I've played. I'm not, I always talk about quality because I want you to push yourself to understand what that sounds like, what that looks like. And there are tracks that I can hear even as I play them saying, ooh, yeah, that's a little off from the last track I played. But it doesn't mean that you don't deserve to be heard. But as things get stepped up, you got to do it better. Whatever that looks like, whether it means that do one track at a time and you put out a single and you just invest in that one track, whatever, you need to do it better because it's such a competitive arena right now. And people have the ability to get out there and to do it really, really well. Sometimes I kind of miss that organicness, kind of raw music. I was listening last week to the music that I hadn't heard, and it wasn't perfect and polished. But I loved the rawness of it, almost better than that perfect polished sound, you know. So I'm torn at times as to what direction I go with what I do. But I will tell you, Soul City Radio, I'm going to try to pull the best that has just everything together. I'm working on another project and reintroducing it to Flava Marlex Radio. I'm going to be bringing back the Flava's 15-minute sets where 8 artists are going to be given 15 minutes along with, you know, putting out their web information, really kind of promoting only 8 artists, and then using that tool to put it out to different areas in the industry like I did before. The twist will be is that you'll have to pay to be a part of this particular show. I'm doing a lot of work, you know, and it's time to you know, be compensated for the work that I do. And it's not just going to be on this radio station. It's going to be heard. It's going to go beyond that. It's going to be sent out to industry people. And so I'm going to require that you have your EPKs, you have your websites, have everything together to be put out there. And you never know who may turn around and say, hey, I want to connect with this artist. I hear something. I want to work with them, whatever. Okay, so let's be ready. So I'm going to be bringing back Flava's 15-minute set. As I step up, as opportunities come my way, that means that those opportunities come my way too. You know, it really does. It means that if I'm on City Radio, that just makes a different audience, you know, because Dwayne himself, he's had Soul City Radio about 5 years too, and he's established himself with an amazing global following. And so it just puts you in front of a different listening audience. You know, the Flava's 15-minute set is going to put you in front of industry people beyond, you know, a global listening audience. It's going to put you in front of industry people. Step it up. It's time. Get ready. If you do not know what you need and you'd like to get it, connect with me outside of the radio to FMarlex, MARLEX, consulting.com. That's my business website. I am partnered with J.C. Cage from Black Sex, and I'm partnered with Mark Van Claggett, CEO of Marlex Records. You never know where we're going to go with the record label. That's why I'm holding so tight to that, because we're talking about, you know, evolving the record label part. I have many people that I am working with, you know, from, you know, independent record labels to distribution companies to people, an amazing gentleman who is one of the best in mastering music. You know, we've just got an array of people that we are partnering with across the United States on being able to provide some tools to the independent artists that they're needing, you know, that they're needing to really, really, you know, have the polished look and sound. And so connect with me over there. If you're interested in being heard on Soul City Radio, you can email me at radio@flavanews.com, or you can email me at soulcityradio@flavanews.com. Let me know. Make sure that you have that polished sound. I want EPK from you. If you don't have EPK, I want a press kit. And at least 3 to 4 quality recorded tracks. Oh, my goodness. I was on a rant, wasn't I? Do I call it a rant? No, I hope I don't call that a rant. I just want people to do their best. As people in the industry help push to do my best, I want to help push you to do your best. You know, the world is watching. The world could be watching if they're not. And think about why. Maybe they're not. I also recognize the fact that, you know, certain people, creative souls, are going to go to certain points in their life, and they're comfortable with that. And I think that there are us that are kind of scared of that real spotlight. It is kind of scary. You know, it is kind of intimidating, you know, and you need to be ready. I wish we could go back to the days of Motown when Berry Gordy bought up that street and had the different houses to do different things, you know, in artist development and recording and the business and all of that, you know. I wish we had those kind of days, but we don't. We're not coming up in those type of times. We're coming up in a time where so much is shady and so much is all about somebody else benefiting off of your back. The thing that you have to figure out is there a benefit for you? And there are some situations I've definitely learned that, okay, if they're going to benefit from me, I got to find a benefit out of this for me too. And, you know, that's just reality. And I think a lot of it comes down to just how life is you. You know, I really believe in people going into relationships and connections organically where there is something that both can bring to the table where both will benefit. And if it doesn't work that way, I don't think it's worth it. No, I don't. I don't think that it's worth it. And so look at your relationships. Look what you have to bring to the table. And look at what those others or that person is bringing to the table for you. Make sure there is a win-win. Because if it's a struggle, you're wasting time and energy. You really, really are. You're wasting time and energy, and it's not good for either one of you. I've seen relationships work really well between two people in business or even, we'll say, romantically, that did not work well with others. And I do recognize the fact that some just fit well and some just don't fit well together, but we need to know that. Doesn't necessarily mean that somebody's a bad person. It just means that you don't fit well. You don't bring out the best in each other. You don't enhance what each other brings to the table. And so I look for that all the time. And I've kind of narrowed down my relationships, you know, over the years. I've kind of narrowed it down because it's really important to be with people that leave you. You know, that will uplift you, that are working just as hard as you are, if not harder. When you're around those kind of people, they kind of fuel you to do better. When you're around people who are lazy, not doing things, there's no motivation there. You know, there just isn't. And so, you know, think about that also. You know, what kind of energy is there in that connection? Is there forward movement? My partner, JC Cagey, came up with the saying last year, forward movement. I love it because there should always be forward movement in anything that you're doing. Even through the struggles that I'm going through in caring for my dad right now, I still continue to work. The work does not stop. I am on the phone. I'm on the email. I'm working on projects still. And I know what it is that I can focus on, and I know what it is that I can't. But there's always still movement to keep what I'm doing going. It's not going to stop. It's not going to stop. My daddy would not want it to stop, you know. And so if your world is not flowing, if there has not been progress, I think it's a great time to figure that out. Why? Why? And one of the things that we used to talk about as a domestic violence addict, because that's what I used to do before I built Flavor Cop House, is we would say, take a piece of paper, fold it in half, and write down on one side what is the pro, and on the other side, what is the con. In any situation that was set back in those days with that scenario, it had to do with your abuser. But I believe that it's something that you can use in any situation in your life. What's the pros and cons? I think it's really important for us to identify those things as to why something works or why something doesn't work, or what's working or what's not working in a situation, and make those changes. So I know I've talked a lot. I've also played some great, great music today, but I think everyone who's tuned in to listen to Flavor Coffee House today, I do what I do because I don't care. I do what I do because I'm always continuously growing in who I am and what I do. I am so very blessed with the people that I have been able to align myself with or have reached out to align themselves with me. I'm so very, very blessed. This doesn't happen by chance. This is part of the master plan. It really, really is. And I'm grateful to be on this journey, although it's not always easy. I thank everyone for your prayers for my daddy. I thank all for your prayer for my daddy and for me. Because it's not an easy thing to see your aging parent go in a direction that they're not happy. Oh, the dog's barking across the way. But it's not easy. It really isn't. So as I close out today's show, I want you to know that you matter. I want you to know that I appreciate you. I appreciate you especially listening to this show because this is my baby. This is where I talk. This is where I share my thoughts openly. And this is where I get to bring you some amazing, amazing independent artists. I will continue to only support independent artists. I know one day I did the Soul City Radio Soul Sessions with Dwayne. I was really wanting some Luther Vandross. See, he'll put some mainstream over there. I love me some Luther Vandross. So it's not that I'm against mainstream artists. It's just that I personally support publicly independent artists. I'm going to close out today's show with a piece by a gentleman. His name is Peter Ketterer. Out of this is actually called Paris. Have a great, great day, and I'll see you again next Saturday.